You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Good afternoon, America. It's a beautiful day today, at least here in sunny San Diego. I'm not sure about my son, who's probably freezing his tootsies off in Maryland and Washington, D.C., but it's still a beautiful day. And one of the reasons it's so beautiful is I finally got a chance to have one of my most treasured guests on, Lori Ray. I'm going to tell you about her, but the thing is, you know, God laughs up there while we're making our plans. You know, we plan things out, and then boom, they don't work, and then boom, they don't work, and you're disappointed at the time, but you know what? No, there was a reason. So on the angel show, it was called Touched by an Angel. One time, the angel said, "They said, why does God why doesn't God answer me?" And the angel said, "Well, sometimes He says no. I don't think God says no. I think God says not now." So I met this wonderful, beautiful guest and her companion at a health expo in San Diego ages ago, and it was a transforming experience. And so I've been trying to get her on the show, and it never worked. And then y'all know, if you go to the Dr. Red Facebook page or if you go to my YouTube channel, that I lost one of my beloved parrots. All of my animals live way beyond their lifespan because I love them so much and I'm a healer. But he was 36 and he had to go, and I was just devastated. And so inconsolable, but I did talk to his spirit, and he said, if the universe wants you to have another pair of birds like me and my partner, it will provide. And it did. And it also provided for Lori Ran and Master Cat Pooda to be my guests on this show. So this show, right after all of this business about animals, I cannot tell you how important animals are on the earth. The phrase companion animal, don't make that a joke. This is serious. Support animals, therapy animals, oh my goodness. I think some animals are smarter than us, and that's a debate. We can ask Lori about the dolphins. So I would like to introduce you to a lady who is so amazing. I could not fit her bio into the spot that the network gives me to publicize. She is an internationally known interspecies communicator and soul healer, and she communicates with animals and gets their messages. That's like her master cat, Pooda. We're going to talk about the cat. But she also goes out in the ocean and talks to the dolphins, and they talk back, dolphins and whales. So her name is Lori Ran Anderson, and she has been named Standing Whale Mother. I think that's so cool, by the Native Americans, because she brings wisdom and healing energies of these whales and dolphins to people. And she's guided by spirit and the energy of her blessed Master Cat Pooda. That is one wonderful cat. I have had Master Cat Pooda on my lap, and she's just amazing. Ran has also recently received information from the whales and dolphins on how to use their energy to activate and calibrate the human DNA and assist the humans in preparing for ascension. So now that I've taken all that kind of time, Lori, I am so happy to have you, and I have so many questions. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for asking, and I'm glad we finally could find a date that worked for both of us. I'm delighted to be here and excited to work with everyone. So,
I think this is a perfect time because people, you know, when somebody's animal passes, and they'll say, why are they making such a fuss? It was just a cat, or it was just a bird, or it was just... No, it wasn't just an anything. We are all God's creatures. We all have some kind of cognizance, that all of us that move around, and we can learn from each other. So I get very offended when people take animals too lightly.
Yeah. The animals, you know, my mantra is the animals are the greater body of healers and teachers on this planet. They live outside of reality. You know, they have no karma. They live in a world of love and vibration. They're walking, talking angels, people. So if people have not raised their vibration enough to remember a little bit about who they are, it's going to be very challenging for them to know who the animals are, because the vibration of the animal is so much higher than the human. Remember, the animals are talking all day long to each other. They're comparing notes, and dogs are talking to cats, and cats are talking to birds, and they're all talking to the dolphins and whales and so forth. They communicate telepathically, as you know. And they're all here with a common purpose, with still having interspecies specifics to their particular breed. But they all work for the greater good of humanity that are in the domestic care. And they all are here to help us awaken, raise our vibration, and heal. And I think we all know that, that have animals in our homes, at least at some level. But I think there's a lot of people that don't really understand the sentience of the most common domestic animals, which are cats, dogs, and birds. So we can talk about that if you like. But they really are the leading edge of everything that has to do with spirituality or sentience. So, but we have to break through.
Just the birds alone have the intelligence of a toddler. And if you spend 30 years with a perpetual toddler, man, that's really interesting. Because they're always challenging you. You have to play. You have to pay attention to them. You have to show love. And it stops you in your tracks. No matter how upset you get, they can calm you back down.
Yeah, I think the animals are, you know, they're so evolved and they're so connected to God that, you know, again, they're sort of watching out for the humans who are the toddlers in my world. It's not that we don't have the ability to be, you know, more godlike, but see, they come in with that. They don't have a veil of amnesia, so that they can do their job, which is really caring for us and teaching us always.
So they throw tantrums. Animals
do
don't
they throw tantrums? Not often, right? I mean, I'm having a hard time thinking of an animal that would be throwing a tantrum, and if so, they would just be mirroring the human behavior that's around them. They are our mirrors.
Oh, good heavens. Yeah, we have to watch our language around the parrots. But my last parrot spoke Indonesian and English, so I thought they were smarter than half of America because they could do two languages. But I have to ask you, how did you get into this? This is not exactly your average college course.
No. Well, I think we all come in with a mission, you know, and if you guys are listening and you're not certain what your mission is, try to think back to the things you loved as a child, because there's a lot of, you know, coinkydinks there for you. But for me, I loved animals more than humans as a child. I mean, I wanted to spend time with my horse. I was raised in Nebraska, and I wanted to spend time with dogs and cats. And, you know, they really were my best friends by my own choice. So I came in with that. Then I always thought that I'd become a veterinarian because I didn't really see any other course that I thought I'd be happy with as, you know, as an adult. So I did study veterinary medicine for 5 years, and I became an animal health technician, a radiologist, and, you know, interned and all of that, and passed the state board. And when it came time to practice, interesting thing happened. I was running I was working at a performing arts center in Los Angeles all the years I was in college, and the owner came up to me and wanted to sell the business. So long story short is, I remember going to lunch with my mother at the time and trying to decide if I wanted to accept her offer, which was she wanted to sell the business. My mom was sitting with me, and she said, well, you know, you've never liked working in the clinic. You know, you love the animals, but you hate the clinic. And she put it right in my face. You know, I Western medicine was not my path. I didn't like the needles, vaccinations. I didn't like the surgeries. I didn't like the way the cats were boarded above the dogs. You know, I didn't like being inside. I didn't like a lot of it. I agree with the fact that we need veterinarians in the world, but it wasn't my path, I wasn't truly happy. So I walked away from it, and now I know why. It's because in 94 I had a near-death experience after complications from a car accident. And when I came back from that experience, I was completely telepathic with my cat, who is a previous incarnation of the cat I have now, Puda. And I thought I was crazy. I just thought, I'm not, you know, I mean, I was listening to this cat as I was laying in bed recovering, and the cat wanted to write prayers and talk about creating heaven on earth. And I was just so mad at everything and everybody because, you know, I was losing. I'd lost my health, and I'd lost, you know, my business was going down. I was just mad. So I was here, I was next to this high being, and I could hear the voice, you know. So I went to Mexico to recover, and it was one of my favorite places, this little beach house, and then the dolphins started coming. And I can hear them, too. It took a while to figure it all out, and all with the help of my cat, Pootie, at the time. And I over time, learned that I could hear them, too, and that their messages were very personalized for people. And I started practicing on my friends, and people went, wow, how do the dolphins know all this stuff about us? And then I realized that, you know, the animals know everything all the time. They access it, the information through the Akashic Records.
I want to have you back to talk about Akashic Records, because that is so interesting, and it's, we get it. We need a whole hour to cover the Akashic Records, but we have a very similar background, and I'm just wondering. You know, I said God is up there laughing while we're making our plans. I was talking to my sponsor and telling him my background, and I said, yeah, I really didn't like having a crippling brain tumor, and they said I was going to die, but that's the day I met Jesus, because I was a Jew for 40 years. And I met Jesus. And religion is not important. It's not important what religion you follow. It's important what spirit you are. And Jesus gave me that I'm on now.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree. I think religion is man-made, so.
Yes, it is. And you can follow anyone you want. I had a guy stand on the steps of the chapel.
I don't mean it disrespectfully. I just mean it's not perfect, because it is man-made. It's somebody's idea of how to reach God. We all know how to reach God within ourselves.
Yes, we do it all the time. So, you know, people say, there are people that don't understand what a Messianic Jew is. And I say, well, I don't care. You know, you don't have to believe in it, but we believe in you. So we're fine. Right. And, you know, so I think that whoever's up there may be planting some serious catastrophe. And it sounds like it at the moment. But then later on, you find, wow, that defined my path. Which leads me to something we cannot leave out. We have to make sure we get this in, because there's so much to talk about. Your video, your movie. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's beautiful, and you can feel the vibration coming out of... I watched it on an iPad, but you guys, tell them where to get this thing before we go to break, and then we'll toddle off to break.
Well, it's a one-of-a-kind film. It's the script was written through my partner, Master Cat Puda, who is basically an ascended being. And also through the dolphins and whales, because I'm telepathic, I'm able to bring forth their messages. And they asked to make this movie. It's called Ascension Guidance, Living in Your Sacred Heart. And there's obviously I'm in it and I speak, but it's step-by-step processes on how to raise your vibration and to live a joyful and happy life in alignment with the vibration of what these animals are offering us. And it's absolutely totally free to each of you. All you have to do is go to our website, and I'll just say that it's Lori. Rion.com. It's spelled LAURIEREYON. LoriRion.com. And at the top of the homepage, you can give us your email, and then we're going to send you the movie as a free gift and our newsletter. And if for any reason you want to unsubscribe, you can. But you'll get the movie. We'll bounce it back to you. And it's about an hour and 15 minutes. And we worked on it for 3.5 years. 60 people worked on it, all donated their time because they really believe in the messages of the animals. And the vibration of what they offer us here. It is very, very beautiful because of the footage that's been given to us.
I think as you sit there and watch it, it actually will raise your vibration. If any of you guys out there that don't believe in our woo-woo stuff, this is all physics. And physics says that the higher vibration will raise yours so that they come into harmony. Watch this thing for an hour. You won't believe how you feel, you guys. Again, it's lower. Oh, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll give you the name again, and we're going to talk about all the other things that you do. We'll be right back with our angel of the animals, Lori Rion.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all, and I hope you have a cat on your lap or a bird on your shoulder or a dog at your feet or a turtle just walking around or swimming around, depending, because your animals are going to love this show. I have to tell you, I met Master Cat Pooda at this thing and this event, and it's just amazing the information. I found out stuff about my spirit animals. And we're going to talk about spirit animals later. So I asked if maybe there was a message for us, for our listeners. Now, the show is aimed at veterans, military veterans and their families, but it's really for everyone around the world. We want to heal the planet. We want to heal each other, and we want to heal the earth. So is there a message that she might give us?
Yeah. Well, she's got a couple here, but we'll start with this one. It's called Love is All There Is. Love is the answer. She says, there is nothing beyond love. Everything, everywhere, and in every dimension is leading towards love, the expansion of more love. Love is the center of all beings, of all knowing, and all understanding. Love is the solution to your question. Love is always the answer. Do you ever ask yourself why you came to this beautiful blue-green planet? What is the reason? Or perhaps, what is my mission, you might be asking? The answer is you being willing to choose, once you come here, using your free will, after you've incarnated, to create opportunities for yourself to bring more love than you've ever brought before in any previous lifetime or any existence. You see, we are the ones we've been waiting for. So once you empower yourself, the answer will always be yes to both questions. During your many lifetimes and experiences upon Earth and other worlds, you have gone through a process of elimination. You have consistently and constantly cleared the cobwebs or the veils, each time becoming a little more aware of what you do not want. You can or will know when you are at the end of this cycle, when you cannot find any more of the I do not want in your life. Then you will have really created a life where you are no longer creating what you do not want. And you can fully focus on the other direction and begin to put all of your energy and your creatorship abilities to manifesting what you do want. Then you will have come to a new dawning in your life, a new vibration, and energy begins to spiral upward in a consistent, ever-accelerating vibration. So many of you out there now are truly loving your creations and manifesting all that you want and desire. Others of you are on the cusp of this, and you're realizing where you put your attention is where your energy goes. You catch yourself having a judgmental thought or creating something again that you thought you were done with last time around. So in answer to this, I can say a mantra that would help you is what I think and what I feel, I bring into form. Okay, I'm going to say that again. What I think and what I feel, I bring into form. I am a conscious creator. And for people who are just starting to realize that they're not a pawn in the scheme of everything, you know, there's no predators, there are no victims, there are only conscious and unconscious creations. Using the power of gratitude will change everything into to where you can say, I'm seeking the most benevolent outcome, and it will arrive. So I am Master Cat Pooter. I am Seth, and I am grateful for this opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you. That was beautiful, and so right on right now. I don't know if you, along with everything else, are an empath and feel the shift, but all of the empath community, we're feeling this monumental shift. And in fact, one of our leaders, I don't know if you've met Jade Rader, but she's wonderful, and she's an empath whisperer. She actually sent out a site where she had her way of rebooting yourself. If you're an empath, you had to reboot yourself because the old way just wasn't working. We were having a terrible time. We needed to just totally retool ourselves for the new vibration.
Yes. I think just since December, you know, since the solstice, the winter solstice, everything has a brighter glow around it. We've really, you know, integrated more of the solar codes. And, you know, as time goes on, we're manifesting more of the ability to manifest in our bodies more quickly. Everything's accelerating, and I think it's a wonderful thing. I think there's great shift ahead for everyone to let go of what isn't working and move right into what they want, you know.
Well, and some of these things, some people may not be familiar with a couple of them because you do so many wonderful things. You talked about the Akashic Records, and now the animals don't have karma, but we come in with a purpose, and we did stuff in our past lives. So what are the Akashic Records?
The Akashic Records are the recorded journey of your soul over every lifetime. Every thought, every word, and every deed is recorded in the Akash. It's not because you're in trouble or you've done something wrong. It's because you're so very loved. My experience with that was when I was on the other side having my near-death experiences, I had a life review. There's kind of like a machine that you stand next to. It's hard to explain, but you get to see everything you've ever thought, said, or done. And it's like a million miles an hour, but somehow you understand it all, you know. You see yourself selecting your parents before you're born, finding your birth date, you know, setting up your genealogy, and packages of what I call will become your divine life mission and your divine life blueprint. So this is all veiled from us, though, when we're born, at least this generation that you and I are from. The kids now are being born more awake because we're coming closer to what we would call the ascension timeline. So
thank goodness.
The kids I work with now, I mean, they don't have to go to school in the old-fashioned way. They just download information. They don't have to read it out of a book. They already can do math and language and so forth. So I think we can see more of that. You know, you can look at the internet and see all the inventions that are coming from the young people. They're just bringing them through.
You know, yeah, and we need the Earth needs to transform now because all the destruction, you know, we can't keep doing that. So we need to raise the vibration and start working with each other and making this place healthy and happy and united. I mean, it's
right.
Then we wouldn't have
to clean up our planet because we're the ones that damaged it. And, you know, it is our mother. Every single person's body is made of dirt, you know, and minerals.
Yeah.
It's our very mother we're damaging. So
well, you know,
what's
interesting
of the Earth has to be one with us. You know, you think of the indigenous people and the animals, they walk barefoot on the earth, you know, or in moccasins, and they're outside in nature, and they don't pollute in the same way. They also don't get cancer, and they don't age in the same way.
I mean, that's true.
But we have to return to nature.
You know, it used to be a joke when they'd say, go out and hug a tree. Doctors now, MDs, are prescribing go out in the forest and hug a tree for a while. And if you do, you know, we're used to animals talking to us. You can feel the movement in the tree. You can feel the sap going in and out. It is amazing. Everybody should go out and hug a tree. And I'm not a hippie. I'm a doctor.
No, and all of the trees connect all over the world through the root systems. Everything's alive. The trees are so wise. Imagine what they've seen, you know, in their time.
It is beautiful. Yeah. It is wonderful. Everybody should go out and connect with the earth. I like to, you know, the thing grounding, I like to go out and just walk around barefoot, but I'm a Texan, so we do that anyway. But walk around barefoot in the dirt, and everybody goes, well, the cats have crossed there and somebody might have pooped. I said, no, you know what? You're not going to get anything you're not supposed to get.
No, you're not. You're building your immune system all the time.
Yeah, I worry about the younger generation. I have a grandson that's totally afraid of animals, and I'm going, wow, what's wrong with you, man? They're nicer than us.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll have to spend more time with some friendly animals. That will help.
Man, I don't know. He's 16. I don't think I'm going to change him, but I don't know how anyone... Well, I guess it's whatever you said. We select it, and we select our parents, we select our path, we select what we're going to do. And, you know, like when you go to the zoo, I love the zoo, we're members, and you go there, and animals will just walk up to certain people, boom, and because they
yes,
feel them.
They do, don't they?
And they'll run away from the...
Sometimes I have a class at the zoo or at the animal park, you know, and it's so much fun to go there with a group and talk to them. It's so much fun.
Oh, I got to do that. That is cool. So if you're a human empath and telepath, will the animals there talk to you? I mean, would I hear something?
I've never had any animals say that they don't want to talk to me. Sometimes the big cats, though, you know, they have discernment. They want to check you out. They'll tell you some things and not everything. Dogs will spill it all. They'll tell you everything. I had so much fun at the zoo with the hippo. Oh, my gosh. I had very in-depth, joyful conversations with that hippo.
Oh, that's amazing. You have to tell me. I want to go. Well, see, we're going to link. So we know that there's
.com.
LoriRian.com. Go there and get the newsletter, because then you'll know what's going on. There is so much I want to do, and unfortunately, running this show all by myself, I'm usually busy. But the neat thing I want to tell people is she has a lot of stuff available online. Ooh, it looks like we're getting close to a break, but she has a lot of stuff online, and I know a lot of you guys don't really believe in the online stuff, but I have healed people online. I have taken great courses
online.
Well,
I'm on the Zoom webinar room. So, you know, when you take a class with me online, everyone sees everybody. The technology is phenomenal. It's all like we're sitting in a room together, even though people come from all over the world to our classes.
That is so cool.
So that when the class is over, you get a copy of the recording so you can watch it as many times as you want.
Oh, cool. So if I can't attend one, can I just sign up for it and get a copy of the recording?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, cool. Because I want everything.
That way we hit all the time zones, too. So, like, example, this coming Saturday, we have a class called Escape Duality, you know, how to live and create from your heart. And it's a three-hour class, but, you know, people are signing up from different places. It's, you don't have to be in the San Diego area. You can be even in other countries, so.
Oh, I want to do that. See, but I think I'm doing something, I have a training on Saturday, but if I sign up, then you'll do the thing and then you'll send me a link so I can catch it later?
And then, yeah, like on Monday, you'll get the copy of the recording of the class so you can do it at your own time.
Cool. I love that. I mean, some people on different networks are saying the internet is evil. It's like anything. It's like guns are bad. No, guns don't kill people. People do. The internet is not evil if you only go to good sites.
Well, when you come into the vibration of the animals, there is no good or evil. There's just conscious free will choice. I mean, you know, we're not here to decide what's good or bad for other people. You're here to decide what's good or bad for you. And what's good or bad for you is not the same as what's good for anybody else. So, I don't know. I mean, you can spend 5 minutes on the internet and see something incredibly beautiful that you wouldn't have seen, you know. Not just my classes. I mean, the internet's filled with all kinds of information.
Every time
I'm sure there's some bad stuff there too, but it's never going to get into your house unless you program it. So, you know, the internet's a huge gift for me as a teacher.
Yeah. Every time I get depressed, I go and watch. I go to YouTube. If you go to, when you're depressed, go to YouTube and look up cat and dog videos and just animal videos, especially puppies and kittens.
So much fun.
Oh my goodness. It is great. It'll just perk you right up. The only thing that I do object to, and we've only got like 1 minute, so we'll have to do it when we come back. That will be my rant. Think of a rant, something that upsets you. I have a serious rant about caring for animals. And so the rant is, you say something that really makes you crazy and you hold your breath till you turn red and look like Dr. Red. And if you have the rant of the month, you can send them to me. You win a Dr. Red wig. Then you can look like me. And Lori is gorgeous. I think she'd make a great redhead. So we'll be right back with Lori Ryan, our angel of the animal world.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm glad you're back. And this is really exciting. You know, the third segment, we always do the crystal and angel cards. And everybody that gets drawn to my show is an angel. And I got to tell you, this group that we're working with right now, they are all angels. But today, we're going to use a separate deck of cards. I have about a dozen or more oracle cards. This set was written by Colette Baron-Reed. She's wonderful. And another redhead, so I got to love her. And so I pulled two animal cards. What I do is I have a crystal on my neck, and I have Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael and wings for the animals all on my neck with my crystal. So hold on to that, shuffle the deck, and pull the cards. So today's card, the animal spirit that came up, this is for all of us, and, you know, it's not permanent, but this is what came up today. The skunk spirit, and you go, ooh, skunk? The skunk spirit is know your worth. And it's, what do you value? What do you believe in? Is it your best, most authentic self on display? I'm sorry, I'm stuck on a cough drop. Skunk spirit comes to you as a reminder that you can be proud of who you are and what you've accomplished. Know your worth. Not everyone will agree with you or share your values, but you can walk with your head held high, knowing that when you express your integrity, others will feel your authenticity and will be inspired by it. Be who you are, and if your reputation precedes you, good. You have so much to be proud of, and skunk spirit wants you to be your best self, the true you. And then the second card is a two-card draw. The second card is, what action do we take next? And this is the brown bear spirit. And this is interesting, because remember what the skunk said. The brown bear spirit says, take time out. There's a time to act and a time to focus your attention on patient strategizing. Good old President Bush's strategery. The arrival of the brown bear spirit signals that you are best served by foregoing hard work toward your goals at this moment and instead taking the time out to meditate or just take a nap so you can refresh yourself and begin planning what you want to co-create next. Come to know the lay of the land as you contemplate and imagine what you might do in this vast space of possibility before you begin, and begin forming a plan. Remember, sleep allows for dreaming and rest allows for head clearing. How might it make you the person that you wish to become and experience whatever your heart desires? Insights will arise as you explore the possibilities and begin envisioning your plan. Knowing what you want will ensure that you use your energy wisely in these days ahead. Be patient at this time. Relax and be calm and peaceful so you can recharge. The call for action will come later. So I think the animals chose very wisely for what you do, because you are teaching us to go inside and find our heart. You can't do that running around on a golf course. You can't do it watching TV. So I know we're not going to have enough time to discuss all of the things that you do, but it says that you do sessions actually with you and Master Cat Pooda. I love that cat. I have to say, I don't know how she does that, because I get freaked out at a health expo. There's so many people and so many noises and so many smells and so many, wow. And she is the calmest, most beautiful animal. My cat won't even come out of the bedroom. We have a really
big
bedroom.
She's the calmest being I've ever met. You know, I always tell her, you know, she flies on airplanes and goes on boats. She travels around the world, and she never gets fluffed, you know. The only thing that really would make her run would be a dog running at her that wants to lick her or bite her. She would just try to find higher ground, you know. But she loves the dogs, but she's not afraid of people in any way. She's here to help heal them. So she just sits there and, you know, looks into your eyes. And then, didn't you have a healing with her where she laid right up on your body?
She helped me find a spirit animal. Now, my permanent spirit animal from, sorry to Pocahontas here, but I'm 24% Native American, and I love Native American. And so my Native American name is Hummingbird, and honestly, I think that was my original spirit. But when we did it, I was amazed, because all these strangers come, and we laid out on a table, and you put some amazing crystals on me, gave me a tape to listen to, and Master Cat Pooda just sat on my lap, just purring and having a good time, and I discovered a bee, a bumblebee. And if you notice, both of those things are things that fly around really quickly from place to place and deposit stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So that's me, fly around all over the place from place to place, and I want to get information to everybody. So I think it's real, but I just don't know how, you know, she could put up with all the people. I mean, sometimes I get torqued off at people at the fairs. The other question is,
we went to Canada to do a week-long event called Science Meets Spirituality last summer with Cryon, and she did 6 days, 106 people, 30-minute sessions.
Oh,
she did 106 sessions in 6 days, and she was the last one standing at the end of the big six-day event. You know, she didn't want to stop. She wanted to keep going, and everybody got, of course, a 30-minute session, and it was focused on whale healing and dolphin DNA recalibration, but she, you know, accelerates those energies. She's a scientist that's studying her, and he says she's moving her stem cells. So it's kind of interesting. So I don't know if we can prove that, but the point is people get better. That's all. That's what counts, you know. And she enjoys laying right.
I'm going to talk to you about that after, because I have a hacking cough. That's why I had this cough drop in. I can't get rid of this cough. Nobody can figure out what it is. I've tried 12 different modalities and all doctors, the MD doctors. I call them mechanical doctors. Nobody can fix that cough.
That's funny.
Who may know?
You should try the whales. Yeah.
I do that. I will book a session.
They are the ancients. They seem to be able to heal anything.
Well, it's there for a reason. I just need them to help me make it go away. But you were talking about being the conscious creator, and you had a quote, and unfortunately I don't have it, but could you say it again?
The one that I shared at the break?
Yes.
Okay. What she was talking to about is your perception. Your belief system, okay, is everything. She says, remember that your perception of the world is a reflection of your state of consciousness. You are not separate from it. So every moment, your consciousness creates the world that you inhabit, which therefore really is your belief system. So your perception is your reflection. So there are people yet, though, that don't understand that they create every moment of their reality. They say, well, why, if something dark happens or difficult, why would I create that? That's a good question. But in the higher realms, we do. We do create challenge, even you know, killing each other or raping or hurting. But the good news is we're coming to the time when the karma is ending, and we've risen up enough in our vibration, there's at least enough of us on the planet, to carry the collective consciousness up for the rest of the people so that they can stop creating karma and hurting each other and realize that there was a purpose in that at the time, and it was to grow. I don't know if you can say that you've grown from some experience that was very challenging for you. Okay, I rest my paw.
Anytime something happens, you have two choices. It's the event is not positive or negative. It's how you respond to the event is positive or negative.
Right.
And so in 1980, they said you have a fatal brain tumor, you're going to die. You know?
Yeah.
So the key to transcending
karma is gratitude and forgiveness. And then you can let it go. You know, it's like you're carrying around a backpack with a lot of rocks. You're not really hurting the person that hurt you, so to speak, or however you perceive it. So she would tell you, you're the only one that can hurt you. So stop doing that. You have to come back to self-worth and self-love, into the vibration of the heart, where gratitude becomes the key to the universe. And use the power of appreciation that you have the wherewithal to use forgiveness to shift anything that's plaguing you. And to move through the challenge and come back to gratitude, come back to... She says it's rocket fuel for the soul. So, and since it's the key to the universe, don't forget where you put your key.
You need that, because really, if you're looking at someone and say, I don't like to hate anybody, I'm a minister, but I'm the only Jewish ordained minister that people I know anyway. But when you look at somebody, first of all, it's not good to hate anyone, but if you look at them and say, I hate this person, she's blah, 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 blah. If it's a reflection of you, watch what you're hating. Because it's a reflection of you, you need to remove that.
Things that trigger us. So there's not one bad thing out there. I mean, there is actually literally, when we come into the third dimensional living, there is good and bad. There's judgment. There's right and wrong. There's tall and short and left and right. It's a polarized world. And it's set up that way to offer you an opportunity to make a choice. To choose love or not to choose love in every moment is really, that's the essence of the earth experience, is to be loving or not to be loving. So when you're not loving, for whatever reason, you're creating in a vibration of the people that are at the same place you are. So you're bouncing back what we call recycled energy all day long. You know, he did that and she did that, now that hurt me, and look at the politics and look at this and look at that. But when you stop doing that and you don't actually care anymore, you become neutral to all of that chaos, and you realize the only one that can change your life is you, then you come to the heart. And the heart is filled with solution energy. And when that vibration kicks in, your vibration goes up, and you now become at least some level telepathic, because your third eye will start to open. And your third eye is the biological organ that God gave each one of us to speak to spirit, to speak to animals, to speak to nature.
Wow.
We were never meant to be alone here. But it's like, think of an AM station and an FM station. They're broadband frequencies that are running. And when you want to listen to an FM station, you have to tune the dial to that particular frequency. Well, that's the same thing to talk to animals or angels. As soon as you can talk to animals, believe me, you're going to be talking to angels, because they'll come in too. And well, they're already around you. It's just the question is, are you communicating with them? So that vibration will come in, and it will change your life, absolutely change your life, because in every moment it will remind you that you're the creator of your own experience. And the co-creator of the world in which we live. So you don't put your time and energy anymore into anything that you don't love.
I like that.
You know, I hate to say it, there's really no more activism, because at this point we're just working to create what we do want. And there's no doubt that that's happening or will happen. I mean, there's no doubt. When people put their energy and their essence into changing something, it changes, good or bad. So we're not fighting anymore. There's nothing to fight, because what we're doing is just creating something new every day. Something higher, something better, something more sentient, you know?
When we come back from break, because we only have a couple minutes here, I want to talk about all of this loving and environment and stop hating and killing and hurting each other, because the groups and the people that and as you said, you will attract what you think. The groups that are coming together, we're working on making a better world for everyone. And if we project love to them, they will project love back, and it will multiply. So that's the plan. And I wanted to invite you in.
The goal is to release judgment. And that's the hard one. You know, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying it's possible.
Hey, I work with a group at the Veterans Hospital. It's a Veterans Mental Health Committee. Everybody there has got a mental problem, but we know that, and we help each other. It's not. It's like having diabetes and going to the internist. You got a disease, we'll help you. So, yeah, no judgment. So when we come back, I want to talk about that, and I'm definitely going to invite you back because, God, heavens, there's so much stuff you do. And I want to go to Maui with you, but I know I can't do that one. But we will talk about that when we come back. We've got retreats, we've got classes, we've got, wow. We will, we'll okay, we'll discuss that when we come back because here comes the break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all, and we're here with the ultimate angel of animal experience and intelligence. And so we were talking on the break. It was really interesting about her making this video. You got to go to her site. You have got to get this video, get in a nice, comfortable place. Watch the video. It's amazing. So she said, you know, that sometimes we're here, we're there. And sometimes Master Cat Pluto would say, stop. My friend is directing from the earth plane. So that's not that connected that your spirit can connect with his and he can hers. Well, Seth is a he, right? Seth that he's channeling is...
Yeah, well, the soul of Puda is more masculine. And it's just had a lot of masculine lives, both human and animal.
Let me ask...
It's called Seth. That's the name.
Let me ask you about that.
Because Puda herself, in this incarnation that lives with me, she's a female body.
This thing about incarnation, I saw this movie and maybe I shouldn't have because it's hard on empaths. It was A Dog's Purpose. It's a beautiful movie. I love everybody that was in it, but this dog kept dying and reincarnating into other animals. And finally, at the end, he reincarnated back to his original owner. And because of the tricks he did, the owner went, "Wow, I know who you are." Well, I cried through the whole freaking movie. It was,
what is that? The name of that? The dog's turn. I don't know. That was
I cried. It was horrible. But it was a good point. So let me ask you. I have my beautiful Siamese here. She acts an awful lot like my old one. And interestingly enough, my husband will sit in the living room and saying, "Where's Kurok?" And I say, "She's right here on the bed." And he said, "No, she's in the living room." I said, "No." He said, "I just saw her walk across the living room." Now that's Kurok number one. This is Kurok number two. And I believe that. Is that true? Are these things really happening?
So, what is the question specifically? Are you asking about if they reincarnate?
That and we're seeing ghost apparitions of the original Kurok. So I think she's here.
How much time between? I mean, has there been a long time since the cat has passed, or
not really
a short time, or?
Yeah, I cannot live without my animals. So as soon as Kurok passed away, and she was 26, which is good for a cat that we brought from Thailand. As soon as she passed away, I started looking for other Siamese cats, and then this litter was born, and somebody threw them in a dumpster. And a lady rescued them. A lady rescued them, and that's how I got her. Now, is it possible that she has the spirit of the first one, and is it possible that the other one is just coming and appearing to check up?
Both are possible. Let's ask Puda, though, because she's very fast. You know, when I do this kind of work, I like to meditate with the animals, picture, and talk to them for a while before I talk to the human. But Puda's very fast. So let's ask. So say the name of the first cat, Pura?
Kurok. It means sweetheart. Hi, Kurok.
Kurok, okay. And then the second cat also has the same name?
Yes. She's 2.0.
Pura number two. Okay, that's what Puda did. Okay, and we're asking if it's the same soul. And she says, yes, it is. So you're dealing with a different aspect of the same soul.
Yeah. Aww. That is so sweet. And so, is number one
normal, natural for the first Hura to continue to stop by and visit? She's not with you 24 hours a day, but she does stop in. Yeah. Check
that
out.
Is cool.
How you're doing.
I don't feel bad about the birds. I have two brand new birds. We have so little time, and what I want to do is get you guys all together. This is a new year. Everybody feels the shift. Everybody's manifesting away. So this group, I actually prayed because I couldn't stand the air, and I said, I need somebody to help me. And the first thing that happened was I met Genesis Environmental, who is a nonprofit that wants to build villages for homeless veterans, bring them in and train them to be life-sustaining, and then let them go out and build more, kind of like Johnny Appleseed. And he's connected with Green Earthology, a company that can recycle anything. So they're connected with us now. And they brought in Cammies and Canines, who has a big ranch out in East County, and they get shelter dogs. You should never kill an animal. I don't care. These shelters, they get animals, and they bring the animals and the veterans to their place, and we're working on putting this all together. The last piece that just came in is ACT Freedom Farms for Vets, and they want to build Freedom Farms. So all of these guys together, we're trying to build a whole new world, and as I told Lori on the break, that's land-based. I would like to invite you guys to join us in some capacity so that we can make the oceans, I mean, it's two-thirds water anyway, make the oceans more compatible. Can we do it?
Absolutely. We absolutely can. There's nothing that we cannot do with the power of love and our intention.
That is so cool. Well, I think, you know, I don't know how you covered the dimension of air. Maybe my polluter guys going away will do that. But we've got the land and the sea covered. Now we have to figure out how we can get the air pure.
Yeah, well, we speak to the elemental kingdom, which are the builders of form. You know, Mother Earth's elementals, the spirit of water, the spirit of fire, the spirit of air, and the divas of those particular kingdoms come forth and help. And they're delighted that you want to help.
Oh, cool. Yes, we definitely. It's funny because people think my show is pretty far out. I have a couple of doctorates and about 12 certificates in alternative healing. I still don't think I do as much as you do. But the thing is, I have weird different things on my show, and I've had everything from kidney transplants to, space things. I had a guy on who the book is amazing. Frank Joseph wrote a book, Military Encounters with Extraterrestrials. Fascinating. But in the conclusion, I don't want to, spoil the book, but basically one of the reasons they're watching us is because we're destroying our planet, and it's okay if we destroy it for ourselves, but if we attempt to go somewhere else and destroy theirs, they're going to shoot us down.
Well, in my world, no one's from Earth, okay? Everyone is an extraterrestrial. And the work I do with Seth is she's tracing, helping people trace their star lineage back to remember who their family is.
Oh, cool.
You can make contact with them, and you can work with them. Like, we work with the Palladians and the Syrians.
I think I am a Palladian.
Part of the Akashic Records is knowing who you are and where you're from, and it's part of the awakening process. The example would be your parent that I spoke to briefly before the show, and your parent told me it was a master being from Sirius, and is basically a geneticist that helps the same capacity the dolphins and whales do, which is designing the body, that you go to that particular Sirius B planet to get your body built before you. It's called fired in the etheric before you're born. So
everybody has
a higher purpose before they come here. This is just part of who you are. The larger part of you is non-physical, you know.
So listen,
very small part of you is physical.
We got like 2 minutes, so we can't possibly cover all this. It's too exciting. So I want you to come back and join us. I want you guys to know things that are coming up and we're going to be working on all year. One of them is, this is so cool, Dinner with a Ghost tour, and we're going to do a military tribute tour, and we're going to do land, sea, and air, go to military bases or adjacent, and have a dinner with a ghost and invite a service member who has passed so that we can honor them. So you can join me in planning this year's Dinner with a Ghost military tour, and you can also help us with Merry Military Month, which is not until November, but you know what? As soon as one thing ends, you start planning for the next year. So there's so much to do, so much to see and be, and it's just popping. Come to my Dr. Red Facebook page, go to Lori Rion's page, and until then, guys, I'll see you next week, but you can flip your wig. It's okay to flip your wig. Don't lose your mind. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.